Conservative economist Richard Vedder is a distinguished professor of economics at Ohio University in Athens, and he makes the basic case for a balanced budget amendment.
We are endangering future generations by massive deficit spending, and the debt reduction proposals in a balanced budget amendment seem to be sort of a crude way of dealing with the issue. They are usually effective, as state governments have shown time and time again with their own balanced budget.
While the idea of a balanced budget amendment has been popular with conservative thinkers and politicians for many years, Vedder admits it is the minority view and is not widely embraced by economists. A group of economists that included five Nobel laureates signed on to a letter to President Obama and Congress in July 2011, saying a balanced budget amendment was, quoting here, "very unsound policy." Jim Thompson is the chair of the finance department at the University of Akron, and he elaborates.
I think the big problem with most true balanced budget amendments is that they tie the hands of the federal government a little too tightly. Deficits just don't come about because of spending fluctuations. Deficits come about often because the economy slows down.
Wendy Patton is an economist with the liberal think tank Policy Matters Ohio. She says federal deficits have been going down as the economy recovers from the last recession, which she says is the way the system is set up to work. And she warns if that's interrupted by a balanced budget amendment, there could be job losses and big cuts in programs that help communities.
We would see the federal government prioritizing expenditures on the FBI, on veterans benefits, on the things they have to spend on. Ohio would be cost support in water treatment plants, in equipment for police officers, in schools, in research and development.
Patton says the government spends during a recession while consumers and businesses don't. And she says that keeps recessions from becoming depressions. But one economist thinks the U.S. would be better off now if a balanced budget amendment had been in place during the last recession. Todd Nesbitt is a senior lecturer at Ohio State University and is affiliated with the Mercatus Center, a free market think tank.
Even in the shorter run, I do think that we would have made better decisions overall on how our elected officials were actually spending a lot of the money, doing a better job of really truly understanding, okay, what are the opportunity costs? If we spend more money over here, that means we can't do this other project here. Which one is actually going to provide us the greatest benefit to our entire society on net?
But Nesbitt cautions that while he thinks a balanced budget amendment is good in principle, it needs to be thoroughly thought out. And that's the problem for many economists, how to live with strict spending caps and plan for an uncertain future. James Newton runs Economic Perspectives, an independent economic consulting firm in Central Ohio. He takes the often heard argument that a family has to balance its budget so the government should have to, and turns it around.
There are lots of families that do not, in a single year, find themselves in a position where what they spend and what they bring in income is exactly the same. It's a matter of, is the amount of debt you take on, is that difference between income and spending narrow enough that it's comfortable? It's that way for a family. It can just as easily be that way for a nation.
Ohio is the 20th state to pass a balanced budget amendment resolution. Backers need 34 states to pass it for it to move forward. Karen Kassler at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.